This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 5 storm, the most dangerous classification, as it nears landfall in the Bahamas. AP's Julie Walker reports.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump, and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers, and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 5 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in western Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Girk said the incident began when a police officer stopped a man driving a gold Honda. The suspect shot the officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be 2 gunmen. But Chief Girk says authorities now believe there was only one. Officers caught up the suspected shooter, a white male, in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater in Odessa. Shane Revel's truck was hit by fire.
I saw a bullet come out of the truck next to me, out of his bedside. There's some ricochet splatter on my truck. I don't know if that's the bedside itself or part of the bullet, not really sure. But it doesn't matter because, I was right there.
This is VOA News. Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the 5th anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The Taliban has launched an attack on a second Afghan city in 2 days, even as a 9th round of negotiations with the United States are winding down. Sunday's attack left 11 people injured in Baghlan, and it comes a day after the Taliban attacked Kunduz, one of Afghanistan's largest cities, killing at least 16 people. A surgeon working at a hospital in Baghlan says among the injured were women and security personnel. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a 9th round of talks in Doha. Many U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging to annex Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. It was not immediately clear when Netanyahu plans to enact his sovereignty proposal. He pledged to make a similar move in April before Israel's general election, but never acted on it. Israelis go back to the polls later this month. Netanyahu's annexation remarks appeal to far-right parties and hardline voters who object to ceding land to the Palestinians. Settlements are one of the most heated issues in the efforts to restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, frozen since 2014. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1.